Okay,
what?
Emma. Okay, it sounds good. Emma, how did you do?
4 A-stars.
4 A-stars, that's fantastic. So obviously, you're over the moon.
Yeah.
Better than you expected.
Yeah, probably.
What subjects did you do?
Biology, chemistry, maths and further maths.
So where do you go from here now? What's the plans?
I'm doing maths at Warwick, I think. Going to do that.
Maths at Warwick, and actually we were saying there earlier that maths is the most popular subject in Northern Ireland. Now, Jennifer, you were smiling as well. From ear to ear, how did you get on?
Yeah, 4 A-stars as well. So, I'm over the moon.
And you're shaking. Is this what you expected, or do you ever expect to do so well?
It's how I wanted to do, like, but I really didn't think I was going to get it up until I opened it.
And what subjects did you do?
Biology, chemistry, maths and physics.
And what happens now? Where do you go?
Dentistry and up in Queens.
Dentistry, fantastic. So Jennifer and Emma have done as well, better than expected. A stars all round. The principal, Marguerite Hamilton, is with me here. Marguerite, it's unbelievable results. And how did the school do as a whole?
Absolutely wonderful. Today always comes, you know, with a mixture of excitement and anticipation and anxiety on the part of students and parents and teachers. But we're very pleased to say that we have 100% pass rate in all our subjects. Our top achievers have really held up this year, and we were slightly concerned about the number of A-star grades. We have 27 students who have achieved 3+ A-star A grades, and 9 of them achieved 4 A-star A grades. So we are celebrating in Thornhill College.
And of course we have to point out that not everyone's going to do as well as they want. I was saying earlier that a lot of my friends back when they did their A-levels a long time ago didn't do as well as they expected, but they've went on and had successful careers. Brian Douglas is the careers teacher here at Thornhill. People who don't do as well as they expect, Brian, what advice would you have for them?
Well, the first thing I would say is don't panic. That's very important. Secondly, seek advice. We have careers advisors at the school here, so they can come down and speak to us. If you have narrowly missed your offer, you should contact the university directly. Don't email, but telephone, and they can quite often offer you an alternative course or tell you if you're on a reserve list. But the overwhelming majority of students will be placed at a course of their choice.
And it's not the end of the world if you don't get the results you want.
No, it certainly isn't. There are lots of options. For a lot of students, it might be a case of perhaps repeating some exams or taking a gap year, getting some experience. But there are lots of options out there.
And the girls here, Jennifer and Emma, what happens now? Celebration time today?
I know it. Out tonight.
And when do you head to university now? I suppose it's not. It's just around the corner.
19th of September for me.
And you're moving to England, obviously.
Yeah, I think the 26th, 27th of September. So.
And have you been over to Warwick already?
Yeah, I've been over already visiting, so it was lovely.
Excited about that. So excited students here, excited teachers. So it's a great day here at Thornhill, but as we say, not everybody gets the results they want. So as Brian, the careers teacher, said, not to be too disappointed. And so as you can hear, A-stars all around here in Thornhill. I have to say that when I did my A-levels, there was no A-star, so that's my excuse.